Welcome to Verizon Weekly Pulse. I'm Alex Reed.
And I'm Jordan Hayes. Verizon's pressure is coming from three sides. Dan Schulman says the best network isn't enough. Regulators are probing build commitments, and rivals are shouting 5G advanced. Let's see what's real and what's rhetoric.
Verizon's CEO, Dan Schulman, told a Washington audience that network excellence is at the core of Verizon, but it's not enough. He acknowledged Verizon has been losing share to AT&T and T-Mobile and confirmed 13,000 layoffs late last year to reset costs. He pointed to basics, first call resolution, simpler plans and promos, and a new value proposition due in the first half of 2026.
Talk is cheap. What's different this time?
Two signals. First, he was blunt. We're losing customers. We're shrinking, and that has to stop. Second, timing. Q1 2026 earnings are April 27th. Management already flagged on the Q3 2025 call that price-led growth is not sustainable and churn must fall. They also highlighted convergence gains, over 18% of consumer postpaid phones on a converged bundle then, with churn nearly 40% lower for fiber customers.
That only pays off if the value proposition actually lands. Simplifying promos usually dents ARPA near-term.
Near-term, margin absorbs it. Medium-term, lower churn plus fiber-led convergence can offset ARPA pressure. And remember, the January outage rattled enterprise renewals. This push is about restoring trust with service consistency and first contact fixes.
If the gap is experience, not raw speeds, AT&T and T-Mobile can copy plan simplicity fast. What's Verizon's edge?
Execution at scale plus convergence post-frontier. Verizon now approaches roughly 30 million fiber passings across 31 states, enabling stickier bundles than T-Mobile can muster today. The differentiator has to be demonstrable reliability and simpler experiences tied to that footprint.
T-Mobile is pounding the table on 5G Advanced, L4S, RedCap, slicing, and claims a multi-year head start. Doesn't that blunt any best network reboot?
It narrows the technical gap, yes. Verizon lit its standalone 5G core nationwide late 2025, so slicing and RedCap are now possible. But T-Mobile has more muscle memory, which is why Schulman's point, network isn't enough, matters.
Put it to the test, the 2026 World Cup. Verizon is FIFA's official telecommunications services sponsor and just detailed a massive build.
Across host stadiums and cities in the US, Canada, and Mexico, Verizon plans 3 to 5 times capacity boosts by adding 5G spectrum, installing thousands of underseat antennas, ball-shaped antennas for upper decks, and nearly 140 small cells and temporary sites nearby. Each match could see over 50 terabytes of in-stadium data usage.
Big build. Where's the money beyond PR?
Three levers. First, private 5G in stadiums to run critical apps like Lenovo RefereeView body cams, ultra-low latency slices that demonstrate enterprise-grade SLA delivery. Second, Verizon's fiber and wave services power the broadcast contribution network feeding the International Broadcast Center. Third, FWA for pop-up retail and logistics, plus network slicing for priority apps. Those are products Verizon can sell to venues, leagues, and cities post-tournament.
Near-term, FIFA gets world-class connectivity. Verizon gets a case study. CapEx is front-loaded, and ROI depends on replicating private 5G and managed services elsewhere.
Agreed. The bet is reputational plus pipeline. FIFA's tech director said the partnership leaves a long-term digital legacy for host communities. Watch for signed venue or municipal private 5G deals in the quarters after the tournament. That's the payback test.
Now the regulatory headwind. A telecom journalist alleged Verizon may be falling short on commitments to contractors tied to the $20 billion Frontier approval. FCC's Brendan Carr said, if Verizon is not living up to their commitments, then that would be a problem.
As part of that approval, Verizon reached a deal with NATE, which represents telecom contractors, for more transparent procurement and inflation-aware pricing. Any FCC scrutiny could mean reporting requirements or pricing adjustments that lift build costs and slow timelines in frontier territories.
And delays would hit the convergence story you're touting, fewer fiber passings, slower bundle penetration, and a weaker renewal pitch to enterprises still spooked by January's outage.
That risk intersects with policy pressure, too. Analysts urge New York City to shift away from subsidizing private ISPs and build public broadband, citing failures to connect underserved areas. If more municipalities pursue public broadband, private returns on fiber densification decline in those geographies.
Competition isn't easing either. T-Mobile's standalone Core Advantage feeds features like T-Priority slices. They just edged Verizon on brand image in TD Cowen's year-end 2025 survey. And Cable's MVNOs, Charter, and Comcast keep adding subs without tower capex.
Which is why Verizon leans into convergence and value. Q3 2025 showed 261,000 FWA net adds and $3 billion plus annualized FWA revenue, plus 61,000 Fios internet adds. Brightspeed CFO even said convergence is real amid 2026 fiber consolidation chatter. Market structure is tilting toward players who can bundle.
I'm reserving judgment. The one thing to watch: can Verizon launch a credible, simpler value proposition and show measurable churn improvement by the April 27th print and into the World Cup window? That answer will tell us if network isn't enough becomes results or just a line.